Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. April 15th is just down the road. Want to help feed the hungry? Try Line 33, Box E on your state income tax return. That's an idea from Sarah Vaughn with the Association of Kentucky Food Banks. It's about making a donation to get perfectly good Kentucky produce to feeding centers, crops that might not make it to harvest.
Yes, our Farms to Food Banks Trust Fund is an easy way to donate a portion of your tax return to help purchase fresh produce to feed less fortunate Kentuckians. It's on line 33E, so you just check the box when you're filling out your state taxes, and you can choose yourself how much you want to donate. And a donation of just $1 is enough to purchase enough fruits and vegetables for 7 meals. So let's check off hunger this tax season.
The Farm to Food Banks program uses that donation to pay farmers just enough for the cost of harvesting seconds, perfectly nutritious food items not perfect enough for the retail market.
Yes, exactly. Farmers receive, we pay just below wholesale prices to farmers, so it helps them cover their costs of picking it and delivering it to us, and it keeps it from going to waste. And it also gets eaten and feeds people who maybe can't afford to buy that produce themselves.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
For anyone interested in helping feed the hungry, the Food Bank's website is a great place to start.
Well, they can find out more information about this tax credit. If there are any farmers listening, they can find out more about our Farms to Food Banks program. I believe we have a button on our website where you can donate if you are interested in just learning more about our organization and what we offer. There's also some tips on other ways to volunteer or donate your time if you don't have extra money to donate. There's many ways to help give back.
Vaughn says there may be a farmer in your neighborhood with whom you could team up.
If you just know a farmer in your community that has extra produce but not extra time, maybe you could ask them if it would be okay to go over and pick some produce to give to the food bank.
So check out Line 33, Box E on your state tax return or do a search for Kentucky Association of Food Banks. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.